From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the defense rested its case in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. His lawyers spent much of the day trying to get their case back on track following Moussaoui's dramatic testimony yesterday. Moussaoui stunned everyone, including his own lawyers, by claiming he had planned to be part of the 9/11 attacks. He also said that he lied to the FBI after he was arrested so the attacks could go ahead. Moussaoui has already pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit terrorism. NPR's Laura Sullivan is with us from the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Laura, how did that defense team do today?
Well, the defense strategy today seemed to be to just plow on ahead. They're trying to bring the attention back to the FBI and the FAA, and especially after Moussaoui basically admitted to doing exactly what the prosecution said he did, which was being part of the 9/11 plot and lying about it, the defense is really just hoping to convince the jury that nothing Moussaoui could have said or done would have launched the FBI into action, and that no matter what he said, they would not have been able to have stopped the plot. So today they put forward a lot of written testimony from a handful of top al-Qaeda operatives, most of whom are in U.S. custody, and taken together, it was rather effective. All of them said that Moussaoui was never part of the 9/11 plot. And these are the witnesses that lawyers have fought over for years. These witnesses delayed the case for years. It went all the way up to the appellate court, and in the end, it was only a couple hours of written testimony.
And that written testimony, they were trying to paint exactly what kind of picture?
Well, these were top al-Qaeda leaders, the masterminds of the 9/11 plot and other plots. And it was interesting because they all described Moussaoui as annoying, basically. And there was one, Waleed bin Attash. He's pretty much known as Khalid. He was the mastermind of the U.S. coal attack. And he said that he gave Moussaoui a phone number to use for emergency purposes only, but that Moussaoui just called him every single day, and he was so worried about security that he had to get a new phone and shut his phone off. And then there was another one, Mustafa Hassawi, he was the leader of a Southeast Asian terror network, and he said that his group couldn't wait to get rid of Moussaoui when he had come to visit, and they even paid out of pocket, out of their own terrorist budget, to send him elsewhere and get him out of Southeast Asia. He called Moussaoui not right in the head, and Moussaoui had them running down all kinds of crazy plots that al-Qaeda wasn't even in support of.
And Laura, I understand the jury also heard today from U.S. government officials.
They watched the televised testimony of officials who testified before the 9/11 commission, such as then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, former FBI Director Thomas Picard, and then Attorney General John Ashcroft. And it took on a new light in terms of the 9/11 commission, because they all said that there was not a lot of ways that the government could have stopped the attacks. And that's really at issue in this case.
Laura, very quickly, the defense has now finished its case. What's next?
Tomorrow morning, they're going to deal with jury instructions, and then at 1 o'clock, they're going to go straight to closing arguments. Each side will have an hour to convince the jury, and it's important to note that this is only the first phase, and the jury will then decide if they decide to move forward with the death penalty. They'll go back and hear more testimony about whether or not Moussaoui deserves it.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you very much.
NPR's Laura Sullivan at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.